Elon Musk is making a robot called Optimus. He has name, and very soon he said they are trying to make a billion of it. Very soon, every human being will have a robot in the house. They will make it so cheap that everybody will have it. That's why we'll be washing clothes, washing plates, cleaning your house. In restaurants, they will be serving you, telling news. They will become police. Because what Elon Musk is doing is a prophecy before you were born. It's in the Bible. Optimus, robots, living with human. It's a prophecy. Now, in the book of Daniel 2, from verse 31, Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. That dream, he saw a statue. And the head of that statue was what? Gold. The neck to the shoulder was silver. The chest to the stomach was bronze. Then from the thigh to the leg was iron. Then at the bottom of it was iron mixed with clay. That's Optimus. And human, iron mixed with clay. The clay is human being. The iron is robot. His feet, partly of iron and partly of clay. Partly of robots, partly human. That iron and clay is the last word power. And I heard recently that 400 people were fired in their job. And the robots are taking their job now. So some people will become irrelevant because robot is coming. So before Optimus must come and take your job, get wisdom. And let us not fight Optimus. We should use Optimus for advancement. Let us not go and marry Optimus. And let us not put our trust in it. Because it will be so nice that men will forget spirituality.